Hello, everybody. Thanks for listening to Under the Covers. This is Jake the Snake Foster. Buckle up for a wild ride through the wild world of music history on the show today. We'll be uncovering the stories of some legendary artists, but some of their journeys involved struggles with drugs, mental health, and even loss. We'll be approaching these topics with respect, but if you're sensitive to these issues, we wanted you to be aware that they may come up on the show today.
Hey everybody, this is Henry Garza from Los Lonely Boys, and you're listening to Jake the Snake Foster.
John.
And we're from the Album Concept Hour podcast.
And you are currently listening to Under the Covers with Jake the Snake Foster.
I'm using the stairs. Hope to hurry before it's too late. I love my baby too much to wait. All this climbing is getting me down. I find my corpse draped over a rail, but I climb 1, 2, 5, 3, 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 5 more. I'm on 12, I'm starting to drag. 15 to 4, I'm ready.
All right, this is Under the Covers. I'm Jake the Snake Foster. In 1960, touring the UK, the 21-year-old singer Eddie Cochran was killed when the taxi was traveling in crashed into a lamppost on Broden Hill in Chippenham, Wiltshire. This is the 17th of April. He was traveling, and now a plaque commemorates the event. The songwriter Sharon Shealy and Gene Vincent survived the crash. Cochran's current hit at the time was Three Steps to Heaven, coincidentally. The taxi driver George Martin was convicted of dangerous driving and disqualified from driving for 15 years and sent to prison for 6 months, as well as being fined. All right, we heard a couple from Eddie Cochran, 20 Flight Rock, and we also heard Come On Everybody from him. Next, we're going to hear from Bob Dylan, and that is because his second studio album, The Freewheelin' Bob Dylan, was at number one in the UK chart 1965 on April 17th. The album opens with Blowin' in the Wind, which we're going to hear next, which became an anthem of the 1960s and an international hit for folk trio Peter, Paul, and Mary. We are going to feature doing Under the Covers cover song of the week later in the show with an artist named Michael Charles. Michael reached out to me wanted to do an interview, and we connected, and we're going to do an interview in a couple weeks, but he has a gig coming up at Leo and Leona's in Bangor, Wisconsin, and I've shared stuff on his Facebook page. We're going to hear a song from him later, and the next couple weeks we're going to be playing a couple of his songs as well leading into this interview. He's playing at Leo and Leona's on the 10th of May. All right, we'll get back to the music and get to what I was talking about earlier. This is Bob Dylan with Blowin' in the Wind. We're going to do an Under the Covers cover song of the week with this one as well from Stevie Wonder. Here's Bob Dylan on Under the Covers.
Must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Isn't how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
I am Brent Coppernall from the band called Black River. This is your Under the Covers cover song of the week.
Yeah. This is Jordan Foster, and you are listening to Under the Covers. If you'd like to contact the show or see the daily posts from This Week in Music, like the page at Under the Covers with Jake the Snake Foster on Facebook, or email the show at djjakefoster@gmail.com.
We're very happy to welcome all of you tonight at this evening at the White House. And before I introduce our distinguished guest star and the group of stars who are with him, I think it's only appropriate for me to say that I feel this has been an historic day, one of the great days of America's history. When I talked to Captain Lovell earlier today on the phone, the first words that he spoke were to this effect. He said, "Mr. President, we're only sorry that we were unable to complete our mission as directed." And I said to him, "Captain, you and your colleagues did not reach the moon, but you did complete your mission. You returned to Earth. You came back, of course, with scientific information that we learn when mishaps occur on a space flight. But more than that, through the courage and the poise that they demonstrated and their colleagues on the ground demonstrated, the character, the ingenuity, that when machines go wrong, that in America we have people that can come up to the mark. This made us all feel very proud." And I think it's only appropriate, although we didn't plan it this way, that Johnny Cash be here tonight, because he fits. We have had many great performers in this room. In our nights at 8:30, we've had Red Skelton, the greatest clown, certainly, in American contemporary and the contemporary American scene. We've had the smash Broadway hit 1776. We've had Nicole Williamson, the greatest Shakespearean actor, perhaps, of our time. And tonight, we have Johnny Cash. It's rather hard to describe him in terms that are perhaps adequate, except for those who know his music. I'm not an expert on his music. Incidentally, I found that out when I began to tell him what to sing. I understand, incidentally, he owns a Cadillac, but he won't sing about Cadillacs tonight. But I do know that he was born in Arkansas, and he now lives in Tennessee, but he belongs to the whole country. The music that he represents tonight is called country music and Western music. But I think it's really American music, because it speaks to all Americans. It speaks in stories about America in a way that touches the hearts of all Americans, Northeast, West, and South. And incidentally, among the group of great stars who will be with him will be his wife, June Carter Cash, a star in her own right. And up in the third floor is their one-month-old baby boy. We thought we should put him in the Lincoln bed. But he's a little small for that, but the way Johnny Cash is going, he'll probably end up there one day. Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Cash.
And for my second song, Mr. President. Well, my daddy left home when I was three. Didn't leave very much to my ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him cause he run and hid. But the meanest thing that my daddy ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd turn red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. But I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. I roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I just hit town and my throat was dry. Thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud, and there at a table dealing studs sat a dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother had. I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. I said, my name is Sue, how do you do? Now you gonna die. I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. Then I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the walls and into the street, kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. Well, I'll tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. Well, I heard him laugh and I heard him cuss, and he reached for his gun, but I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. And he said, son, this world is rough. If a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I knew I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye, and I knew you'd have to get tough or die. It's that name that helped to make you strong. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me, and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your gut and the spit in your eye, cause I'm the that name you Sue. I got all choked up and I threw down my gun. I called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about it now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a boy, I guess I'll call him John Carter Cash. Indeed honored, Mr. President. Mrs. Nixon, thank you very much. Well, to tell you a little bit about ourselves, about our background, where we come from, and maybe why we're here, we hope to show you a little bit of the soul of the South tonight, and we hope it'll be a pleasant look for you. Me, I remember when I was a little bitty boy, I guess I was about 5 years old. It was a cold winter night, 1937 it was. The rain been a-falling up in Mississippi County, Arkansas. That old Mississippi River been a-rising. Washed the beehives away, the cows and the chickens, the dogs run off. All the old folks kept the saying that if that Mississippi River keeps a-rising, one of these days it's gonna come right over that cotton patch, come right up to the front door of that house, and that's what it did. I looked out one morning at black, muddy Mississippi River waters right up the front doorstep, and I heard my daddy holler and ask my mama, said, how high is the water, mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, papa? She said, it's 2 feet high and rising. We can make it to the road in a homemade boat. That's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all of wheat and oats, 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Mama? 3 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising. Well, the hives are gone, I lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows in water up past her knees, 3 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Mama? 4 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 4 feet high and rising. Hey, come look through the window pane. The bus is coming, gonna take us to the train. Looks like we'll be blessed with a little more rain. 4 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Mama? 5 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 5 feet high and rising. Well, the rails are washed out north of town. We gotta head for higher ground. Can't come back till the water goes down. 5 feet high and rising. Well, it's 5 feet high and rising. Well, whatever you sow, that's what you're gonna harvest. And we hope as we go along sowing some seed that the fruit's gonna be sweet someday from some of it. That flood water went down. We come back from Pine Bluff where the hills are. Came back, Mama, Daddy, you remember this. Cleaned out the house, run the pigs off. Got the dogs out of the house, cleaned the mud out. Planted a cotton crop. 1938, the cotton grew tall. And we had a good harvest that year. The simple things we harvested that year. And if you go to that 40 acres of ground up in northeast Arkansas now.
All right. That was Johnny Cash performing at the White House at the invitation of President Richard Nixon in 1970. Before he went down with his Watergate scandal. 1970, on the 17th of April, he actually asked Johnny Cash to perform a couple songs that were not his songs, and he also wanted him to perform the songs in particular were Okie from Muskogee and Welfare Cadillac, and instead he sang A Boy Named Sue, which we heard, and a list of other songs that he wanted to do, and songs that he didn't need to learn on the fly and just thought were more of the American story, as you could hear in his narrative in there as well. So hopefully you enjoyed that from Johnny Cash at the White House in 1970 on April 17th. All right, we are going to continue with Ziggy Marley from Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers, and that is because Ziggy's brother, Stephen Marley, from Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers, was born in 1972 on the 20th of April. They had the 1988 UK hit single Tomorrow People, which we're going to hear next. The Jamaican-American musician is son of Bob Marley and his wife, Rita Marley. His 2007 album, Revelation Part 1, The Root of Life, won the Grammy Award for Best Reggae Album in 2012. We're also going to hear from a track from Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers. We're going to hear a cover of a Cars song following this one that is from the 51st Dates soundtrack. All right, we'll be right back in a little bit. Enjoy this from Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers for Stephen Marley's birthday.
Gone so long. Call or text the Under the Covers voice mailbox at 608-572-7226.
This is Jim Schrader from the Iron Horse Cornet Band and Vice President of the Mazamani Music Conservancy. You are listening to Under the Covers with Jake the Snake Foster.
This is Olivia from Wanakee. You are listening to Under the Covers with Jake the Snake Foster.
a show tonight on trampoline. The Hendersons will all be there. Later, Pablo, Frankie's there. What a scene of a men and horses, hoops and garters, lastly through a hothead of real fire. In this way, Mr. K will challenge the world. The celebrated Mr. Kane performs his feat on Saturday at Bishopsgate. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kane flies through the ring. They'll be late. Mrs. Kay and Hate assure the public their production will be second to none. And of course, Henry the Horse dances the waltz.
He'll undertake on solid ground.
Having been some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight, Mr. Kane is topping the bill.
All right, from the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band soundtrack, we heard that because of George Burns going to the number one, actually going on the Hot 100 Billboard chart in 1980 on the 20th of April. At 84 years old, he was on there, and the last time he had been on from 1980 was the summer of 1933. That was his previously most recent charting record with his wife and partner Gracie Allen, and the song or segment of his act or whatever was "I Wish I Was 18 Again." It peaked at number 49. When he was asked if he wished he was 18 again, Burns replied, "I wish I was 80 again." We heard "Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite" from a host of musicians, including George Burns and the Bee Gees, Peter Frampton, all in that one. We're going to hear from Aerosmith next, and that is because they released Get a Group, their 11th studio album in 1993 on the 20th of April. This one's from that album. Here's "Crazy" from Aerosmith and Under the Covers.
Come here, baby.
Right to
This is Leon Levine coming live from the radio broadcasting class at Sauk Prairie Center School, and you are listening to Under the Covers with Jake the Snake Foster.
Happy 80th birthday to Tony Orlando a couple weeks ago. Tony Orlando and Don started a four-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree from 1973 on the 22nd of April. We are going to hear from Led Zeppelin next, and that is we're going to hear the Battle of Evermore, and that is because Sandy Denny was on this song. One of the only guest vocalists on any Zeppelin track. The UK folk singer passed away in 1978 at the age of just 31 years old. While on holiday with her parents in Cornwall, England, she was injured in a fall down a staircase and a month after she collapsed at a friend's house. All right, we're going to hear her brilliant work on this one. Again, this is the Battle of Evermore from Led Zeppelin. From Led Zeppelin 4 on Under the Covers.
Time will tell us all. Jake's aunts, Pauline and Becky in Portland, Oregon. You're listening to Under the Covers with Jake the Snake Foster.
Let him wake you up in the morning or tuck you in at night.
I never meant to cause you any sorrow. I never meant to cause you any pain. Only wanted one time to see you laughing. I only wanted to see you laughing in the purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain. Baby, I could never steal you from another. And it's such a shame that our friendship ever had to end. Purple rain, purple rain. times are changing. It's time we all reach out for something new, and it means you too. And you say you want a leader, but you can't make up your mind. I think you better close it. Let me guide you to the purple rain. A purple rain, purple rain. Oh.
This is a cover of Purple Rain from Dwight Yoakam. Prince passed away in 2016 on April 21st at his Minnesota home at the age of 57 years old. This is all we're going to hear from Prince today on the show, but hope you enjoyed this cover of his song, Purple Rain. All right, we'll be back with a whole nother hour of the show right after these messages. This is Under the Covers. I'm Jake the Snake Foster, and thanks for listening.